We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
8:48 with Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A Wichita company honing in on an aviation transaction. More from that from editor Bill Roy. Local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up shortly. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things. The rare visit to his reclusive neighbor, China's president, and Kim Jong-un of North Korea are discussing stalled nuclear negotiations with the U.S. Iran says it shot down a U.S. Navy drone in Iranian airspace. However, the U.S. says it was international airspace. 30th annual Wichita Open Golf Tournament is underway today. 156 golfers on the course at Crestview Country Club. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
I have a stalled out vehicle, a potential traffic hazard on this one, westbound K96 at 21st Street North. So watch out for the stalled out vehicle slow down there. I've also got a stalled out vehicle reported eastbound Kellogg. And it's just past Rock Road, so watch for a slowdown there as well. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And our weather forecast. We're into the final full day of spring today, and it's warm and humid, sunny and breezy as well. High of 91 degrees on this Thursday. Partly cloudy tonight, overnight low down to 72. Then on Friday, it'll be windy, hot, and partly cloudy. High Friday, 95 degrees. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the south. We're under a sunny sky. It is 71 degrees. We're on our way to a high of 91. 8:50 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. A police department in Florida is trying to locate the owner of an ear. Well, it's a prosthetic ear. It was found on the beach after a competition. This is in Holmes Beach, Florida. They posted a photo of the rubber ear found in the sand. This was after the world's strongest man contest south of Tampa Bay.
A prosthetic ear?
A local resident found the left-sided ear and then waited a couple days after the event to post it on Facebook. Now, prosthetic ears can cost thousands of dollars.
Right.
The social media post says anyone who knows the owner may contact the police department in Holmes Beach, Florida. Stocks opening broadly higher today on Wall Street. There you go. Erasing the market's losses from May and putting the S&P 500 on course to reach another record high. Technology, healthcare, industrial companies leading the way higher in early trading today. Every sector is on the rise. Gains come a day after the Federal Reserve said it was ready to cut interest rates if needed to protect the U.S. economy. S&P 500 is up just shy of 1%. It's already 7 points above its record high close at the end of April. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up slightly under 1%. The NASDAQ is up 1% so far in trading today. 8:51 with Steve and Ted, a Wichita company is honing in on an aviation transaction. Let's get more on that from editor Bill Roy, local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Hello, Bill.
Huh? What? Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. I dropped my prosthetic ear.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry there, George Bailey. Yeah.
Sorry about that. Wichita Spirit AeroSystems closing in on a deal to buy a European aerospace supplier called ASCO. Now ASCO is reporting that it was recently hit by a ransomware cyber attack that shut down its operations. The attack last week caused a serious disruption of all company activities. Work had to stop at all sites in Belgium, Germany, Canada, and the United States. No sensitive information was lost. Wichita has a new housing director. Sally Stang takes over as director of Wichita's Housing and Community Services Department. She held a similar position in Tucson, Arizona. The Housing Authority oversees a $26 million budget. It is also responsible for 578 public housing units. The department tries to break the cycle of poverty with affordable housing programs. And pilot Sully Sullenberger is weighing in on the issues with Boeing 737 MAX aircraft. Captain Sullenberger told a congressional committee that the Federal Aviation Administration's certification system for new pilots and planes is flawed, and pilots should have new have to go through new simulator training before the 737 MAX returns to service. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Well, when Captain Sullenberger speaks, I think people listen to what he has to say.
I would say so. Yeah. He's kind of acquitted himself pretty well in tough situations.
No kidding. Hey, we all have our three or four things that we're super passionate about.
Right.
One of those for me is Mr. Pibb.
Right.
And you know this. The fact that you can't buy it in stores in Wichita. You can't really buy it south of McPherson is what the deal is.
Right.
Which is just ridiculous. Anyway.
Everywhere I go, when I go out of town, I always look for Mr. Pibb.
Oh, I know. And it's always there when you go out of town, but you just can't get it here. Well, I got a nice call yesterday from a listener named Gretchen, and she and her husband Mike and their daughter Maddie have done some groundwork for me here. I guess Maddie discovered that there's a liquor store at Douglas and Hillside that for some reason is selling 2 liters of Mr. Pibb.
Oh, my.
So this is huge.
I wonder who the distributor is.
Yeah, this is huge
Coca-Cola?
Information about why this is available and why it's only at this liquor store at Douglas and Hillside. So I'm definitely going to check this out.
I would say so. You bet.
So I got to thank Gretchen and Mike and Maddie for teaming up and making sure that I'm aware that there's Pibb somewhere within a 2-mile radius of where I'm sitting right now.
Very nice.
Yeah, that's huge. It's huge, Jerry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see how that goes in my quest to keep things going.
Yes.
Yeah. So, it doesn't take much to get me fired up, you know.
Just a little Mr. Pibb.
Just a little. That's all I'm asking for.
Nice.
Hey, Bill, have a great day, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. All right? Sounds good. That's Editor Bill Roy with a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Of course, we're just minutes away from the Glenn Beck program, 9 to 11 a.m. every weekday morning. Slavery reparations, Joe Biden, Ocasio-Cortez, Trump blasting abortion at his campaign rally. We've got a lot of great topics coming up on the Glenn Beck program at 9 o'clock right here with Steve on KNSS. Hey, it's the final full day of spring. The solstice arrives tomorrow morning, but we're celebrating one more day of spring today, and we're getting acclimatized to everything with some pretty hot temperatures. Highs in the 90s today and tomorrow, 91 today, 95 tomorrow on the first day of summer. So we'll get after it. And everybody's out, they'll be out on the golf course at the 30th annual Wichita Open Golf Tournament. Hey, thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Have a great day.
Finally in Wichita.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.